It is now time for our reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat's Yu Hyun Jung covers criminal justice. She is the latest on a weekend development in the Catherine K. Aloha case. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So she finally put her name on the dotted line, huh?
That's right. She signed it.
Just yesterday.
Yeah. I was coming back from a camping trip, and I got a text from her attorney, Gary Singh, saying that yesterday morning, Catherine K. Aloha signed the plea agreement at the Federal Detention Center.
Well, that's amazing, because I know people think that you do this kind of business Monday through Friday. But so what happens now? Does a judge have to approve this or what?
Yeah, well, she'll have to sign the agreement again in open court, and that's going to happen tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at the federal court. So she'll have to sign it in front of a judge, and the judge has to approve it, of course. And then it'll be a done deal. Then, only then it'll be a done deal.
Okay, so she will plead guilty to three felonies, is that right?
That's right. And two of the felonies would be part of the bank fraud case. That's what people are calling it. And that's the one that involves her and her husband, former police chief Louis K. Aloha. And then one of the felonies would be part of the drug trafficking case. And that one involves her younger brother, Rudolph Puana. And that one, you know, she and her brother are accused of, you know, running a prescription drug trafficking ring.
Okay, so what about the other two defendants? What about Chief K. Aloha and what about Rudy Puana?
So we don't know anything about whether Rudy Puana is getting a plea agreement deal as well, but at least we know that as of last week, we heard that there is a proposed plea agreement deal for former Chief K. Aloha as well. But his attorney, Rustin Barbie, said there is not a deal until it's signed. And as of right now, we don't know if Louis K. Aloha signed his deal.
And so what happens to the judgment that was out there for Gerald and his mother, Florence?
Oh, Gerard and Florence Puana's civil judgment? Is that what you're talking
yes.
about? So that, as far as we know, that was still in the Intermediate Court of Appeals. And the last we heard was that a state court judge has agreed that since there was a conviction for Louis and Catherine K. Aloha, that the state judge agreed that maybe that case should be remanded from the Intermediate Court of Appeals and there should be a new trial. So if that happens, there could be a new civil trial for that as well.
Oh, my goodness. So it just kind of goes on and on.
Yeah, it could go on and on and on. And, you know, there could be a new civil trial. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure, though, that the court is looking at with these with this plea deal with Catherine, that you will avoid then other trials that, you know, could potentially be not really messy, but we saw the lengths at which the court had to go to seat a jury in the first case.
This is true. So at least for Catherine K. Aloha and possibly for Louis K. Aloha, if he also signs a deal, at least for the bank fraud case, there may not be a trial in January 2020, at least for that particular trial.
And then what happens as far as the divorce that the chief has filed? Any idea about that?
So, I mean, that's a totally different litigation process. So so the chief did file for divorce last week. That was October 15th. So that's going to have a totally separate legal process altogether. But he has said that Catherine should not be entitled to any spousal support.
Oh, very interesting developments just in this last week. But thanks so much for keeping on top of it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
That was reporter Yu Hyun Jung with today's reality check. To read her stories on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.